Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel filed a federal lawsuit against the Virginia Governor Ralph Northam for criminalizing worship. We're going to be talking about this today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, we represent Pastor Kevin Wilson and the Lighthouse Fellowship Church. It's located on an island in Virginia called Sinquitig Island. And we filed a federal lawsuit against the governor there, Ralph Northam, because he has an executive order, and that executive order targets churchgoers, and in this case, targeted this particular church and the pastor on Palm Sunday. In fact, the authorities came to the church and they cited him for a criminal misdemeanor and a $2,500 fine for having 16 people spaced far apart in a sanctuary that is rated for 293 people. The order from the governor says that you can only have 10 people. He had six people over the 10-person limit of the governor. It's not a magic number. It's the governor's number. This is the same governor who said that after a baby is born, we'll have a conversation as to whether or not it has life or death in its future, whether we give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down. This is the same governor who on Good Friday actually signed into law very radical pro-abortion laws and says that abortion clinics are essential services. Liquor stores are essential services. Churches are not. They have to be limited, in his view, to 10 people. And if you have one person over his 10-person magic number, you will be a criminal. And what they did, Holly, was absolutely unthinkable. On Palm Sunday, they actually charged the pastor with a criminal misdemeanor that is punishable by up to 1 year in prison and a $2,500 fine. And they said, if any of you come back next week, Easter, we will charge, you all will become criminal defendants, whoever comes to the service. So they were so terrified, they missed Easter service.
Right. And this is not only unconstitutional, but it's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, this church, it's called Lighthouse Fellowship Church, and it truly is a lighthouse in this community, Matt. Many of these people don't drive. They don't have licenses. The church doesn't have internet. And the people depend on this church for some of their basic needs, food and supplies, transportation to get them to appointments. So this is truly ministering to these people. This is truly a lighthouse. And to take that away, you can't just flip the switch and say, okay, we're going to have church online. That's not possible here.
Yeah, and I would encourage people to look beyond your own church situation. Because sometimes what I have encountered as we've talked about this, is people think about their own church and then they list that church as it represents everything else. Mm-hmm. And so if their church can actually do some things online, then they ought to, they think, many people, I think the attitude is changing significantly now, that every other church ought to do that as well. You know, in a completely different context, I watched a documentary called Jesus in Athens. What's it about? It's about all of the Muslim immigrants coming into Athens, Greece. And what's the church doing to those individuals? And many of them are coming to the Lord. And God is moving among the Muslim population all over the world. And it hit me as I was watching the documentary just a couple of days ago that all that's shut down. Mm-hmm. Look, those people don't have internet where they can broadcast to these individuals. So while your church may be able to put things online and you may be able to see it, and you may be satisfied with the fact that maybe some additional people that haven't watched online are seeing it, there's so much that cannot be done online. And what this church does cannot be done online. And because of six people more than the 10-person limit, even though they're far spaced apart in a 293-seat sanctuary, farther apart than the 6-foot social distancing that you don't see happening even in these stores that are open all the time, they got cited, the pastor did, and they were then threatened that they'll all be criminalized if they come back again on Easter.
I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, where, first of all, where do you get the 10-person limit? I mean, where's the science behind that?
There's no science about
it. And so for 16 people, now they're threatening to throw the pastor in jail and a $2,500 fine because you have more than 10 people?
Exactly. And what you have is, you know, remember how these came out first in terms of the restrictions, 250? And so some churches would have to go below that. Some churches are not 250. So it didn't affect some of the churches. Then it went to 100, then 50, then 10. In New Mexico, it's 5 people. Where do they get these numbers?
There's no science behind that.
And frankly, all of that's unconstitutional. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that churches complied because churches want to be good citizens and they want to protect the health and welfare of people.
They don't want to put people in danger. We understand that.
And
you know?
Churches, of course, went into this, many pastors did, with the idea that it would only last 2 weeks. Well, then it's gone on for months. And then there's no end in sight in some parts around the country. And then you begin to realize all of the other indicators that are happening around the world, particularly in our country. And that is increased domestic violence, drug abuse, child sexual exploitation, pornography, alcohol consumption, illegal and legal drug prescription increase for antidepressants, for anxiety medication, and you go on and on and on. People commit suicide. People have depression. You can't reach those people online.
And for Christians, this has been during the most important time of the year, Palm Sunday and Easter. I mean, how you want to be in church during this time? It's so important. And then to close the doors and say, okay, we're going to meet online if we have internet, is not always feasible.
No, and this church does not have internet.
Right.
Now, I know some people think, well, how in the world can a church not have internet? This church is a very unique church, and it's on an island. It takes a while to get to that particular church just by crossing the water over a long bridge.
Right, and many of the people don't have internet either.
Right, they don't have any internet. There's a lot of people around the country that don't have internet, or if they do, they can't actually receive the broadcast. And so here, this particular church, among other people, it helps people to be free of drug addiction, brokenness, mental illness, poverty, and even prostitution.
Right.
That's what the church does. It brings life-giving freedom and hope to people through Jesus Christ, forgiveness for the brokenness and the wrongs that people do, breaking the chains of those who are bound. And that oftentimes, my friend, as we all know it, there is something about a personal presence where you're there with that person and they see the love of Jesus Christ in your eyes. As I was watching this documentary, Jesus in Athens, what was amazing is these Muslims had these very negative views of Christians. And when they met them face to face, they realized these people are exuding love. Love just exudes from them in their eyes, in their conversation. That can't be transmitted in the same way online. Now, I know the Lord can work online. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying, look, in this particular case, this is so outrageous that this family, this body of believers, did not attend any worship service, and there was no online substitute for them on the most significant day of the year, the day that we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 says, the resurrection is central. It is the very central issue of our Christian existence, of our being, of who we are, of why there's a difference. And that passage is so powerful in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And yet they weren't able to celebrate that in their individual communities. And for these people, the church, for some of them, is their only family that they have.
Exactly. This church is truly being the church in this community. You know, if other churches were doing like this, we wouldn't need dependence upon the government so much because they are helping these people, you know, with food, with basic needs. They have a blanket ministry, a prayer ministry, discipleship programs, counseling, things that
personal
you can't.
Personal care and even haircuts.
Even haircuts, things you can't do with technology.
Because many of them are on limited income. They help them with electric or gas bills, rent, groceries, and even physical labor for some of those that can't have the physical labor that they need to care for their property, to their home, and other situations as well. Pray for the church around the country. Pray for our ministry, because we are stretched more than ever helping hundreds and hundreds of pastors across the country who are going through some of these restrictions. We have, of course, just come past Reopen Church Sunday, and we have a website, reopenchurch.org. And it's not just this past Sunday. Continue the process of reopening church and open it during the week to help these hurting people to begin to heal the people in your community. Visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. lc.org.